Today we move on to the fourth parak of Maseches Shviyos, and today we're going to learn Mishnayos, Aleph and Bey. So Mishnah Aleph is a continuation of what we were discussing in the last parak, which is that you're not supposed to remove rocks from your field during Shemitah, because it gives the impression that you're removing those rocks in order to prepare the field for planting. So we said that you are allowed to remove rocks from someone else's field, because why would you prepare somebody else's field for planting? It doesn't give that impression at all. So our Mishnah says Barishona that there was a historical development of this halacha, that Barishona originally the Chacham taught that a person could gather rocks and sticks and grass and whatever would normally be in the way for use to feed the animals the grass, or to build with the stones, or to use the sticks for firewood, or some other non-planting use from your own field, in the same way that you do that from another person's field. Meaning, just like you're allowed to gather those things from the field that belongs to somebody else, because nobody's going to suspect that you're clearing it in order to be able to plant, so too you could do it from your own field, as long as you do it in a way, es hagas hagas, where from your own field, you're only taking the bigger stuff, where it's not really clearing the field, it's only taking the larger, more usable items from your own field. Because by the fact that you're leaving the little twigs and the small pebbles and things like that, everyone is going to see that you're obviously not clearing the field for the sake of planting. So as long as you do that when you gather sticks from someone else's field, you could take everything. You could take the big and the small and everything. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. But from when you take from your own field, you have to take hagas hagas. So you're allowed to do the same that you originally said, the same thing you're allowed to do in somebody else's field, meaning to clear sticks and rocks and grass, you're allowed to do to a lesser extent in your own field. Lesser extent meaning only hagas hagas, only the larger ones in your own field. That was the initial halacha. But then, Mishurabu Aver Avera, but then there were too many people that were violating an Avera. Tos Yom Tov explains, what Avera were they violating? They were gathering everything out of their own field. They were taking even the smaller pebbles and the smaller sticks out of their own field, and they would say, look, you're allowed to clear your field, where I'm only taking the big stuff. But they weren't only taking the big stuff, they were taking the small stuff as well, and they were avoiding suspicion, because no one looked askance at them when they engaged in the activity of removing things from their field, because they're allowed to remove things from their field, but they were going beyond what they were allowed to remove from the field. So too many people were violating this Aveira. So they undid this whole heter, and they said, no, you're only allowed to collect from other people's fields, and you're not allowed to collect from your field. And not only that, so you're not allowed to collect anything, and not only that, you're only allowed to collect the large things from other people's fields, the bigger stones and sticks from other people's fields. Meaning, so two things became usher. It became usher to take large things out of your own field, and obviously small things as well, and it became usher to collect smaller things out of somebody else's field. So that was the takana that they made. So and shalobatova, and not only that, when you do take out of somebody else's field, even just the large items, he's not allowed to pay you anything. He's not allowed to show you any sort of hakaras hatov for doing so. She'in chavero, says the Bar Tanura, she'in chavero machzik lo tova ta'ashta vaday lo asi l'malakit hadakin, kivan she'in chavero machzik lo tova alze, meaning it's very clearly that you're not going to come to take the small things, because no one's going to show you any gratitude for doing so. So if I go and I start collecting everything out of your field, you're not going to show any appreciation for me for doing that, and therefore I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take things out of your field. So it has to be shalobatova vein sar chlomar shichsos lehamizonos. And obviously, you're not allowed to provide me with food in exchange for removing items from your field. So obviously, you're not allowed to give me that. You're not allowed to give me even a thank you, yashakayach. So certainly, you're not allowed to provide me with food for removing things from your fields. So that is Mishnah Aleph, which really relates back to the discussion we were having before about removing rocks from a field. Now, Mishnah Beis transitions to a new discussion where we're going to talk about that there are certain violations of Shemitah that are so egregious, that are so terrible, that we make a knas that if you violated Shemitah in this way, we're not even going to allow you to benefit from the field on Motzoi Shviyas in the following year. So Sadashin Eskavtsa Tizara B'Motzoi Shviyas. If all you did was you removed some thorns from your field, that's not considered such a significant violation, and therefore you're allowed to plant the field as normal on Motzai Shvius. But Shenetaiva Ushenedaira Lotizar Motzai Shvius. If you plow your field really well, Shenetaiva literally means Tov, you did something really good for it. But the Bar Tanura says it means Shenechrisha Hetiv, that it was really well plowed. Shekol Olam Chorshim Pamachas Vuchara Shtepam. Like, for example, normally people plow their field once and you plow your field twice. Umasnisinari Bishasa Sakana Shesa Malchus Onesis Alamas Hamut Alal Karkaos. Bartanura adds a little colored commentary over here that there's some details missing, that the situation, I mean, why does it have to be that you plowed your field twice in order for us to penalize you for doing something wrong? So he says, because it must be talking about a time where there is a special Gzeres HaMelech that we had to plow our fields during Shemitah, even against our will. So since there was a special Gzera that we had to plow our fields during Shemitah, so if we would have plowed it just once, there would have been no knas. But since we plowed it a second time, that was of our own doing. That was the person just violating the Aveira during Shemitah, and therefore he's punished that he's lo tizara b'motzoi shviyas, that he's not allowed to plant it on motzoi shviyas. Sheni daira means that he put animals in an enclosure in the field so that they can they can have droppings, and that will drop manure all over the field. So he did that on purpose during the Shemitah year, so he's punished for that as well, in that he's not going to be allowed to plant a Motzai Shavis. So if all he did was he removed some thorns from the field during Shemitah, there's no penalty for that during the year following Shemitah. But if what he did is that he plowed the field, or he made sure that manure was dropped on the field by putting animals in certain locations, then he's going to be, during Shemitah, then he's going to be punished on Motzai Shavuos. Sada Shenitaiva, if you have a field that was very well plowed, so Beishamei Omrim Ein Ochlin Perosei V'Shavuos, Beishamei says, since you violated the Isser of plowing the field during Shemitah, any fruit that grows from that field during Shemitah, you're not going to be allowed to eat. Meaning, normally, you're allowed to eat Shemitah produce. It's Hefker, but everybody's allowed to eat it. There's no, it could be even that it's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah produce. There's no Isser of eating the produce of Shemitah, but if that produce of Shemitah was gained by doing Isurim of Shemitah, so then it's a real problem. But Beisil says they could eat that produce as well, it's not going to be a problem, even though it was gained by Isser. Another machlokes Beishamei and Beisilel, but there are going to be two versions of this machlokes. Beishamei omrim ein ochlim perush shavias betova, that if you eat perush shavias from someone's field, that you're not allowed to show gratitude to the owner for having eaten that produce, because the whole point is that it's hefker. So it's not really his produce at all. And Beisil says, yeah, you can show gratitude. It doesn't make a difference whether you show gratitude or you don't show gratitude. You're allowed to eat the produce of that field. That's one version of the machlokas Barabiu, and that makes sense that Beisil is the more makel one, because Beisil is always the more makel one. Rabbi Yehuda omer chiluf advarim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's the exact opposite. Zume kule beishamai umechumre Beisil. This is one of the kulas of Beishamai and the chumras of Beisilel, that the opinions are flipped, that normally Beishamai is the more machmir, over here Beishamai is the more mekel, and Beishamai is one that says that you could even show gratitude, Beisilel is one that says that you cannot show gratitude. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that the historical progression of the Isser of removing rocks from a field, that originally the rule was that you're allowed to remove everything out of somebody else's field, and you're allowed to remove the big stuff out of your field, but people were cheating that system and they were removing everything from their own field, so we made a din that you're not allowed to remove anything out of your own field, and you're allowed to remove only big stuff out of other people's fields, and they can't show you any gratitude or provide you any food for doing so. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you just remove thorns from a field during Shemitah, you're not going to be punished on Motzai Shavuos, but if you plow a field really well, or you fertilize a field really well during Shemitah, then you're going to be punished that you're not going to be allowed to plant that field on Motzai Shavuos. And then we had two machlokos between Beis Shav and Beis Hillel. One is, if you did plow a field during Shemitah and fruit grew from that, are you allowed to benefit from that fruit or not? Beis Hillel says yes, Beis Shav says no. And the other machlokos was that whether you can, when you eat Perus Shavuos from someone else's field, can you show Hakaras HaTov for that? And we had two versions, who says what? Whether Beis Shammai is the more machmir, Beis Hillel is the more mekel, as you would normally have it, or as Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's chiluf hadvarim. That in this case, this is one of the kulos of the Beis Shammai and the chumros of the Beis Hillel. The Hashem tomorrow will pick up with Mishnah Gimel.